Let's prepare our hearts for communion, to remember what Jesus did for us. I want to read out of Romans chapter 8. Paul unfolds the gospel in the book of Romans, and he gets to chapter 8, and he says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" That's the gospel. He, God, who did not spare his own son, Jesus, but gave him up for, as a substitute for me, a sinner, to take my place, bear the punishment I deserve, die on a cross, separated from his Father. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? We have become children of God through the adoption that is in Christ Jesus. We have been brought into his family. We've been welcomed as his. And if he, as we were his enemies, gave us his son Jesus, how much more now that we are adopted into his family, as his friends, as his children, how much more will he not just continue to lavish on us good things? He goes on, he says, "What shall separate us from the love of Christ?" And he makes a list. There is nothing. There's nothing that can separate me, the believer, in Jesus Christ. There's nothing that can separate me from God's love. Not even death, not even the worst thing I could imagine can separate me from God's love. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. That's what we remember today. We remember Jesus. We worship Jesus because of the sacrifice he made for us on the cross as our substitute, so that we can be brought into a relationship with a God who loves us. And enjoy that forever. I'm going to invite the deacons to come as we reflect on who God is and what he's done for us. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're invited to participate in remembering what Jesus did for you. We're going to pass out and serve you the bread and the juice. If you're a believer, if you take that, hold on to that. We'll receive that together in just a minute. Let's thank him for that. Father, you are so good. We are undeserving. We were your enemies, and yet you demonstrated mercy toward us in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came as a human to bear the wrath of Almighty God against my sin, so that I could now be welcomed into your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for being my substitute, for taking my place. Thank you that in you I find love and acceptance and fulfillment and everything good. Thank you, Father, that you will not hold back anything that is good for each one of us. Thank you that you delight to give good gifts to your children. And Lord, thank you for the greatest gift, the gift of the cross, where we are forgiven, where we find mercy, where we find grace. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life. Thank you for this bread and this juice that reminds us of your body broken, your blood poured out for the likes of sinners like us, so that we can be welcomed into your kingdom. We want to say thank you, and we remember in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I am that sinner that you came to rescue. And I stand here this morning so grateful that you poured out undeserved love on a wretch like me. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for sending your only Son, not sparing your beloved one, but giving him up for me, so that I could enjoy a relationship reconciled to you. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for Jesus, your body broken, your blood poured out to rescue a wretch like me. His body broken for you. Take and eat and remember. His blood shed to wash away your sins. Drink.